5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Hello, hello, yes, it's August. It's August the 24th. It's show 925. I'm Math, and over there in Preston is the always awesome Lee.
Hi.
Makes me think of the fat fairy from Will o' the Wisp.
I've been called worse.
Yeah. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going good.
Super duper. Just finding out that one of our audience is super caffeinated. So.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's unusually chatty, isn't she?
Mavis, that's the fat fairy. Yes.
That's it, yeah.
Mavis.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about Beth.
Oh, well. If the cat fits.
Meow.
Oh, not the cat. Okay.
No, not the cat.
No. Oh, bit early for that, isn't it?
Isn't it early for that. Jeez. God. Yeah, so how's your week been? What exciting things have you been doing?
Let's have a look. I'm not sure I can share what I've been doing this afternoon.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh, dear. That's super secret spy stuff.
No, it's absolutely not. It's intimate.
Oh, okay.
It involves. I'm going to put this.
Ooh, there's a song about it, isn't there, that I can't remember the title of?
I don't know.
What's it called? It's not Afternoon Glory. Afternoon Delight.
Afternoon Delight. Well, no, it wasn't so much Afternoon Delight.
Oh, okay. It's Angel Delight.
She's a bit incapacitated, and she's having X-rays tomorrow.
Right.
So she needed.
So spastic delight.
She needed a lady garden tidying up. That's probably a better way to put it.
You were gardening this afternoon.
I was gardening.
I was gardening this afternoon.
Yeah, that's what I should have said. When I was actually doing it, I said to her, "You know, it's a snug tonight, and every week Math asks me how's my week been and what have you been doing," and. You know, if I've done something exciting, I generally tend to share pictures with him. she put a stop
and she
to
went,
that.
Sure, go ahead.
Right. So, yeah, and then we got interrupted because she had to go and pick Naomi up. She started a new job today in a cafe.
Oh, my God.
She was supposed to be working until 6 o'clock and she rang at 4:30. They've let me go early because I'm working at the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So can you come pick me up now? And I'm mid-glide.
Knee deep in bush cuttings.
God.
You've got a goatee.
I was using the best a man can get. that was part one. So we got part two after the show tonight.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll make it short and sweet then. So
that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Make it short and sweet.
It's all right. It's all right gardening as long as you don't do any fertilising.
No, God, no. None of that. No, no, no. By the way, I fucked up the Flymo. I think next time we'll get the counselling.
Yeah.
We've got one of their big machines. I swore I wouldn't talk about this.
You could offer to wax.
Brother listens to this show.
Well, now he's got a picture that he doesn't want in his head.
Yeah.
He may choose to not listen to this episode. He might skip it.
As long as you call it the one with Nettie's fanny, then he probably won't.
Okay. It might have to be something like the one with bush trimming or something like that.
Yeah, that could be what I was thinking about.
The one with gardening.
like playing a song tonight, you know, based on my activities today. This would be the one I would choose.
This is not stubbly, is it?
No, that's smooth.
Gotcha.
Yeah, stubbly is a totally different vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dear me.
Jinky Scooby. Right. Yeah,
indeed. I get far too intimate on this show when I've had a couple of drinks. I should.
Don't you?
I need to be a bit more careful.
People could listen to the last 18 years worth of this and know everything about you.
Yeah. Like scammers and everything.
You know, yeah. Exactly. If they put the work in.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to put that much work in.
No.
Oh, dear.
So how's your week been anyway? Have you done anything exciting today? Anything as exciting as I have?
Well, not as exciting as you today. No, that must be said. Okay. I did come to Prestatyn at the weekend, though.
You did indeed.
For my mum and dad's birthday.
Absolutely, and it was always lovely to see you.
Thank you. And, Sally and Stan and Nick were there, so caught up with them.
It was a nice surprise because I wasn't sure you were coming out on Saturday night because you said Nikki was coming down. So
yes, so Nikki was supposed to be coming to Prestatyn as well, but she had such a bad day at work on Friday that she had to stay late.
Oh, that's never good.
She got home from work at about the time that I arrived in Prestatyn.
Ah.
So, there you go.
So, I mean, what can I say? Nikki's lost my gain.
Yes. Yeah, I would have come up for a couple if she'd have been there.
Oh, would you? Would you still have
I would have still come up for a couple, yeah.
All right, okay.
I wouldn't have done 1987 because, you know, it's like, if I'm only doing a couple, that doesn't really do a year justice, does it?
No.
So.
No.
But yeah, I'd already decided I was coming up for a bit anyway.
Good. Well, that's good. It was good to see you.
There we go. And then, as of Monday, I've decided that I'm going to get a little bit of walking into my life.
Walking. Okay.
So I'm doing just a couple of kilometres. When I finish work.
Yeah.
So just around, well, it's a big block, but around, we've got a bit of a walk through a foresty type area. So
I had one of them this afternoon.
That wasn't a walk through a foresty area, was it?
No, there's one letter different.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So yes, I'm doing half an hour or so every day, and then doing it with a view to maybe restarting Couch to 5Ks. Possibly.
Oh, Couch to 5Ks. I like that. That's good. Yeah.
So who knows? Who knows? I've only done 3 days, so let's see what happens.
Well, it's not going to do you any harm, is it?
No.
Unless you get run over.
There is that. Oh. Yeah, especially because I've got my headphones in with noise reduction. And today, I heard in the background, I heard, I thought, and all of a sudden a bike, one of these electric bikes, straight past me on the path. It's a good job I was carrying some spare underpants.
I worry about electric cars.
Right.
Because I've nearly been run over by a couple of electric cars because they're so quiet. Reversing out of a car space, you can't hear them. And if they're not looking, a couple of times, it's like, whoa, bloody hell, calm down.
I think some manufacturers are looking for some sort of noise system, aren't they, to put in. And they're trying to, they're looking for the ideal engine noise for this system to play.
Right.
So that the electric cars make noise.
Yeah. So. Definitely needed.
Well, we have an electric car in our family now.
Oh, do you?
Yes. Reese ordered
his
electric car. No. And it was due in November. But by some shenanigans. They phoned him the other day and it's like, so you can either take this one that's not the colour you ordered, or you can wait till August next year because we've got a problem manufacturing the one you want.
Ooh.
So he went from an orange, what is it, a Peugeot 3008?
Is it like a burnt orange?
It burnt orange, and yep. It's now he's got a what I would call electric blue, which is good because it's an electric car.
Yeah.
So he's keeping the same car style and stuff, but he's...
Did he get a discount because he's opted for this different colour?
He would have worked on... I can't imagine he got... He said yes immediately. He's always working an angle. Right, so okay. I would imagine he got some...
Oh, good.
So there we go. Now I've got an echo with me in my ears.
Oh, we've had one for the last 10 minutes. So, yes, no problem.
Thank you. Right, would you like some emergency questions?
I would love some emergency questions.
Let's have some emergency questions. Math, over to you.
I mean, I know you've just played the jingle, but Beth said no. She said she's not interested. So,
do I have to play it again in reverse?
What expect any answers from her tonight?
No. They're never much cop anyway, are they, to be honest?
No, that's right.
Wow, that's twice she's done that in the last 20 minutes.
She's going to get aching fingers using the muscles like that.
Yeah.
Okay, question number one. If you could create a place to hide, what would it look like and where would it be?
Batcave.
Okay.
Up in the hills somewhere, remote. Nobody knew where it was.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be wet and damp. I'd have to have
a dry cave,
yeah.
Radiators on the walls and stuff.
Yeah. No bats.
Okay.
So just a cave, dry cave.
Right. With security and stuff to stop people getting in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe not up in the under my house. Under my house. Oh, that's much better.
Right. So you dig down, bit of an underground bunker.
Yeah. Easier to get to.
Right. Okay. Tamara's gone for a tree fort in a giant tree.
I should be back in a minute.
Which I did think of, but then I was like, I think people would see that. I don't think you could hide in it.
No.
Tamara's nodding her head like you could hide in a massive tree fort, but...
It'd be awful to get furniture up there, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah.
You got to think of the practicalities of this kind of, you know.
And Beth's going for a place that's also difficult to get furniture to. She's going to make one under the sea. But not out of a pineapple. It's going to be out of glass, so she can never throw stones.
Mm.
Yeah. And never walk around naked.
Yeah, you got to think of that.
People in glass houses.
Don't walk around naked.
That's right. That's how the saying famously goes.
Yeah.
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 So Tamara's added the tree in Totoro, which I'm willing to bet you've never seen.
No.
And neither have I. So.
Totoro. Was she trying to spell Totoro?